This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. Welcome. This is episode 25 of Unhurried. I'm your host, Doug Kyle. I'm glad you found us. And today I'm excited about the podcast because I have my best friend, who also happens to be my stunning wife, Cindy, here in the studio. And we're going to have a conversation together. So you hear me talk about her a lot on this podcast, but she's here. So Cindy, welcome. Nice to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's fun to be here on the front end of the production, on this side of the mic. Usually I'm just listening. I love listening to all your podcasts.
How sweet.
You might think that I get tired of hearing you talk, but I don't. I love the things you have to say. So this is great. Thanks for having me.
This is a treat to have Cindy in. You know, a long time ago, we had just come to the church together, and someone said to me after one of the services, they said, you know, Doug, people like you, but they love Cindy. And that sort of stuck with us all these years. That's really true. So this is only going to make the podcast better now that Cindy's here a part of this. And I'm looking at, we're a little bit different. I'm looking at what you're wearing compared to what I'm wearing. We're garbed differently today. You want to describe what's going on here?
I have a thick, fuzzy sweatshirt on, very comfortable.
And I'm wearing a lightweight t-shirt. And that's because you're always cold.
And you're always on the warmer side.
Yeah. So, to my credit, I gave you a heads up. I said, it's cold in my office. The air conditioning, they have it cranked today. And so,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, today what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit about getting a glimpse into how the unhurried mindset that we're focusing on this in this podcast, how that impacts us as a couple. And we want to just take some time kind of talking about that together. Well, Cindy, I'm thinking about where people might find you on a Sunday morning, and you kind of have a unique role here at the church that's different than maybe a lot of people picture a ministry spouse. Tell us where people would find you on a Sunday morning and what your role is.
Yes, if you're looking for me on a Sunday morning, you will find me back behind the coffee counter. I'm serving coffee and tea to people.
And to me, the coffee counter ministry that you oversee and kind of shepherd is something that it really captures this unhurried mindset. It's more than just the coffee or the caffeine for people, although I'm a big fan of caffeine. I always say give them caffeine early and often. I want them alert while they're listening to my message. But it's more than that, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's not really just about having caffeine or a cup of coffee, but it's about welcoming people and greeting them and making them feel warm and invited and comfortable.
And so when they get that cup of coffee, they are greeted by you, your team, mm-hmm. At a counter there. You're actually pouring the coffee or the tea or sometimes we have special treats there too.
Yeah, no self-service. We definitely want to have that eye contact and reach out and connect.
I'm thinking too that we have the coffee is made by Pete's Coffee, not a sponsor. We're not getting any kickback from Pete's for mentioning that, but they do make our coffee because we're sort of wanting to break there's a stereotype about church coffee that it's usually bad coffee. And so we want to break that stereotype. It's good coffee, but the tea is very good too, and that's made in-house. And even that sort of is an unhurried, slow process, the way you make the tea. Tell us about that.
Yes, it does take a little time to make the tea. We get here early and we have to boil the water, get it to just the right temperature, and then we have fresh loose leaf tea. It's not in little tea bags like you may have at home for your single mug, but we've got 5-6 ounces of loose leaf tea that we're piling into this hot water now and steeping it for a very particular amount of time depending on the type of tea that it is. And then depending on whether we're serving it hot, you know, we're getting more water or we're icing it and diluting it down. We kind of make a concentrate. Anyway, it's a whole process, and I have a team of people that help us with that too.
I feel like when I see people with their coffee in hand, their tea, their cold brew, their water, whatever they got there from from your team, it sort of sets the mood. It sets the tone that we're here to slow down, relax, really take in the worship, God's word, to slow down even in conversations with one another in the lobby. And that, so it really embraces our commitment to kind of this unhurried lifestyle. So much of our life is so busy, so rushed from one thing to another, and we really want church to be that kind of place. And so I feel like what you're doing is really so much a part of setting the tone early. It's one of the first experiences at church when they come in. Well, maybe we should back up a little bit. I think it might be interesting for people to know a little bit about what's happening on Sunday morning, not just the coffee ministry, but even before that, as we're getting ready to come to church. Is different than most people. Our Sunday morning routine, very different because of our unique roles. Give me a glimpse into something that, what that might look like.
Well, we're definitely, we're getting up earlier than usual for us. And definitely want to make time to have a good breakfast because we're hitting the ground running and we know we're going to be on it all day. So good breakfast is the way we start.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I'm spoiled, no doubt.
Yes. Then once we get out the door, we're in the car together. And I actually need to get to church a little bit before Doug because of the coffee and tea responsibilities I have. But Doug chooses to come along with me, and that's just kind of a fun time in the car.
That's almost been kind of a recent thing too. It used to be we would drive separately.
Well, we had kids. We were trying to get to church.
For sure, when we had kids. But even after that, it felt like for most of the time we would come separately. But yeah. A while back, we started driving together, and I really now love that time. The first thing we do is we go to a coffee shop, Mostra, in the community.
Yes.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but we do love them. And I drive. I get in the driver's seat, and Doug pulls out his notes for the morning, and this is kind of the time he starts to review for the sermon that he gives on Sunday morning.
And the first thing I say to Cindy often is, what am I talking about again this week? Because I maybe have finished on Thursday or Friday morning, and it's been, a busy weekend, and I'm starting thinking now, what again is today's topic? So it's kind of fresh for me, too.
Jesus. The answer is Jesus.
Jesus. You're talking about Jesus today. Yep. That's exactly. That's what she usually says. You're talking about Jesus. Okay, good. I got it.
Good. So then we drive over to Mostra, and we pick up our individual coffees for the morning. I like a cappuccino. You like your salted caramel cortado. Usually.
Right. Even though we serve coffee at church, we have to have coffee there before. First thing.
Yes. Right. And then we also pick up the cold brew. Mostra provides our cold brew on Sunday morning. So,
meantime, Cindy is in the coffee shop and I'm sitting out in the car by myself going over my notes and just sort of mumbling them to myself, making notes. The message is finished. But even that morning, it's kind of becoming fresh to me in a new way, and I might be making notes or making little notations that are reminders to me in the message.
Yeah, and it's great for me because I get to get little glimpses of the sermon, hear little bits of it before we come.
Yeah, because when she's driving them from the coffee shop to church, I don't know why that's the period that I'm about halfway through my message now, and I just start telling her the message, start saying it out loud to her, making notes along the way. But so you get a little bit of a little preview of something that you're going to hear later that morning. Absolutely, we get to church and you're clocked in. You're immediately busy with all the things we've already talked about with the coffee counter. I'm staying out in our vehicle, in the passenger seat, in the parking lot. It's like my own little private sound booth out there, and I'll still be just kind of reflecting on the message and walking through it in my own mind and getting a sense of a reminder of the flow and the things that, I feel like even as it's, I want it to speak to me before I speak it to others. And so it really is a time that in a strange way that the message and God's word especially is now ministering to me. all myself in that booth. I guess it's probably funny if people see me out there
talking to himself.
Talking to myself.
He's okay. He's all right.
He's all right.
He's okay. But I love that time. I love the time I get to hear little bits of the message. And even though our day has started and we're progressing through it and we have things to do, the routine of it is very centering and kind of helps slow me down and just like, right, this is what we do. And this is right. And this feels good. And we're going in to serve. And it's just a great way to kind of get into our Sunday morning.
And one of the things we've talked about it recently is we call it a 1-2 punch, you know, because it's really together. We're serving together side by side, you know, the coffee and the word, the two roles that we have on Sunday morning. Obviously there's a ton of other things happening here around the church, but those are our two primary roles. And we want to feel like we're a team in that as we're doing that together.
Absolutely.
Though I don't see you then much after that because you're kind of over the coffee counter. I'm getting ready to preach. The next time I will see you is when I'm usually coming over to get my mic attached, my microphone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and you'll come get a cup of tea usually too, or a cup of water to take up with you. And then, yeah, I'll attach his mic in the back, make sure that's secure, and then off he goes.
Right. And then, you know, you'll make your way into the sanctuary when you can slip away from the coffee counter. Usually, really, sometimes both services, you'll make your way in there for some of the worship as well as to hear one of the messages, if not both, hear them twice. And I'll always sit down next to you then after I'm done preaching and always say the same thing. Gee, Doug, I wonder what he would say. I'm thinking about you guys as listeners, what you think I might say it, or it would be something, you know, profound like, wow, God really used that message, or maybe something, you know, just a sense of release. Well, now I'm just leaving it up to God to take that and do what he wants. Probably something super spiritual like that. Is that usually what I say?
No. Usually I'm sitting there and he comes, you'll see him sit down and he'll lean over and whisper in my ear. And what he says is, was that stupid?
And I've said that for 30 years, and I'll probably say it for the next 30 years if the Lord allows me to continue to teach that long. Well, that kind of captures what Sunday morning looks like for us and how we bring that unhurried mindset into our preparation as we get ready to come to church, and then how we allow that to help facilitate that for others as well as on a Sunday morning. We have another routine we do. It's on Mondays, not Sundays, that I think would be interesting to talk about if you're up for it.
Sure.
It's called a coffee and calendar. It seems like a lot of this has to do with coffee, but it's not really about the coffee. It's really about not letting the busyness of life take over. It's a practice, a routine that we try to do every Monday. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. As the name suggests, we have coffee and we look at our calendar and not just what's on there, but what's coming up, what has happened in the past, you know, what did we do last week and what are our priorities, and, you know, celebrate the great things and prepare for the things that are ahead.
And I kind of talked about this a few weeks ago on one of the podcasts. I mentioned this when I was talking about the important versus the urgent, but I think it's kind of interesting to have you speak into this as well, because sometimes, you know, as important as it is for us to do this, it also sometimes creates a little bit of tension, because we come to the week with different things that are pressing on us, or things that that we feel like are vying for our attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's great. Doug's really the driving force. He's the most organized one of us. So that's fantastic. But that leaves me kind of scrambling a little bit sometimes. And the great thing about it is it helps to kind of calm me and focus me. Yeah, sometimes we have different priorities. So that's a time that we're working through those things. And sometimes, you know, that's hard because it creates a little tension.
Yeah, and so we have to, that's actually the benefit of it, although sometimes it feels like we're pulling in different directions. The benefit of it is we have a chance to really look at the big picture then together and put those pieces in and realize that, you know, the week's going to be more successful if God's first, and then both of us are really honored in the process as far as what we would underscore, what we would circle in the week to come, and really try and put those things in and make sure that otherwise what I think happens is I feel like just life itself happens to us, mm-hmm. rather than us bringing the things that are important to each of us mm-hmm. to bear. And now I'm mindful of what's really important to you, and you're also mindful of what's kind of, I'm focusing on that week as well. And even though some of it's very independent from each other, mm-hmm. it's still nice to kind of be aware of what each of us are doing.
Yeah, because I may have certain time requirements for my projects during the week, or the same with you. And then, of course, we're planning things together as well. Maybe we have some family things that we're trying to work around, or some social get-togethers, or maybe there's just a priority, you know, something that needs to be taken care of at home, a house project or something that we need to create time for. So it really helps us kind of determine those priorities and then work on them together and allow space for each other as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's been a good practice, and we've actually commended it to a lot of couples over the years. And I know a number of people have thought about implementing it as well. And it's not perfect, but it is a great process. And I think knowing each other's weeks and what we're facing that week, and then the things that we share together, and even the things that we're going to be doing independently to be kind of in sync on that, mm-hmm. Gets us off to a much, much better start for the week. And then it's also fun to kind of look back and see what happened the week before then. Mm-hmm. And often we say, you know, that probably wouldn't have happened if we hadn't been talking about that last Monday, or maybe a month ago on a Monday.
Yeah.
And plan that
really
event.
And seeing God's faithfulness in those concerns or things that, you know, have been on our mind or trying to, you know, set as a priority. So yeah, that's been great. And it does take some time. And a lot of times I'm in a bit of a hurry with that, because I'm a lot more task oriented. So I kind of, oh, those are the things, let's get on it, you know, but it really is a great value to sit in an unhurried way and take the time to prioritize. And then, you know, when I get to my task oriented self, I'm doing the most important things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a win for us anyway. Well, you know, Cindy, you've heard all the podcasts.
That's,
you know, you
absolutely.
And maybe a handful of other people have heard all of them, which is amazing to me. I appreciate that so much. Were they stupid?
No, Doug, they were not stupid. Two thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. All right. I thought you were going to say two of them were stupid. No, you said
two thumbs up to all of them.
Two thumbs up. All right.
I love this project. Yes.
All right. I love it. You wanted me to do this for a while or something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
You've been sort of pressing. I had an interview, I don't know how long ago that was, several weeks back, I interviewed Ryan, mm-hmm. who does a lot of the production for this, and he's been pressing me on this too and really wanting me to do it. But you've also been a voice in my life that said, this is something that you should do. And then even when we started talking about it, Ryan and you and I talked about it, you were maybe more enthusiastic than I was about
yes,
this.
Yes, yes, and so happy to find a co-conspirator in Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. So why was that? Why do you think why are you a fan of the podcast format here?
Well, we get to have these conversations all the time, and you know, I just find that you bring such wisdom to situations and also, you know, lightness and perspective and God's word and, you know, just such a heart and a listening ear to things that we talk about. And I think it's something that people don't get to see a lot, you know, because they don't have time to sit down with you like I do as much. And I want to be able to share that, you know, with people. I think people, you know, would enjoy sitting down and hearing that. And so here you are doing the podcast.
Well, I hope that's how it comes across to you.
Yeah,
I hope people
feel
like we're you know, they're sitting down now with you and I, and we're having a virtual cup of coffee
yes,
together. Let's say it's Moster Coffee. We're having a virtual, not a sponsor. We're having a virtual cup of coffee and being able to slow down. And even if they're in the middle of something busy or working out or something that's, you know, they're doing something simultaneously, at least in their mind, this gives them a chance to kind of slow down a little bit with God. That's my hope.
Yeah, and it's a great way to follow up with the message. I know, from our conversations, there's a lot of things that end up on the editing room floor. From a message, you can only get, so much in the time that you have, and you've done so much study, and it's just a great way to share some of those tidbits.
Well, how fun to have you on the podcast, have you on this side of it. Now, when we listen to it, you'll be listening in a different way, not only to hear what we did, but you'll be able to picture kind of the behind the scenes of what this was like right here. We're so glad that you've had a chance to join us along the way. For many of you following along week by week, it's great to have you there. You can always reach out to me or to us at unhurriedpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from where you're listening, especially if you're outside of the San Diego area. I would love to hear that too. You can always catch our Sunday morning messages on Green Valley Church Podcast, which you can get at all the podcast places. So you can follow along with that as well. And until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle, and in this case, Doug and Cindy Kyle. And I look forward to talking to you soon.